to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband, automatically deleted again. Several things. One is, you know, I do look briefly at a lot of the stuff from the Babylon Bee, and, you know, most of it's satire. But there was an article that came out a few hours ago, said to prevent their kids from being socially awkward and weird, more parents opting to homeschool. It wasn't satire. You know, and they showed a picture of a young girl blowing a trumpet wearing a mask. Again, I know these are technical words, but that's stupid. There is the picture that I've seen before of a high school or junior high, whatever, band or whatever. And they're all in these green little zip-up cartons. Kind of, or plastic things just to prevent. It's ridiculous. And of course there's the plastic things. And I've heard about this. I don't know much about it. They call it the zombie walk. I've heard that's an issue somewhere. I don't know about that. But anyway, cause it reminded me, obviously, cause I did the Children of the Great Reset, you know, the videos right there on, Kozlowski.org. It's in the one voicemail of a little while ago. But when I see that, it's more than disappointing because this is not just light duty stuff. This is destroying so much of the next generation, and it's not a good thing. But also, in case you ever want to, you know, if you go to the Kozlowski.org site, there's a button just amazingly called Stuff near the bottom of the menu. And there it has the direct link to Children of the Great Reset, Collateral Murder, and Good Conduct, the story of Michael New. So there's you know, this stuff has become a little bit more easily available. Two other things. One thing that happened was I got an email. You know, I'm getting less and less of these because I've tried to get myself removed from these mailing lists. But I got another email solicitation again from Amazon. You know, to go to work for them in the software field. You know, because the last time they actually spelled out numbers. You know, they were going to 200K. They apparently were in need of people, and for what I do, that's now relatively normal for somebody like with my experience. And the issue that I keep wondering about, because, you know, I think back, if I would have played the game, just starting with the video game industry, you know, I could have been making boatloads of money. Would that have made me more attractive? Would that make me more appropriate for my wife, for the institutional church, for Jim Cross? If I was making the big bucks, is making the big bucks so much more important than a clumsy man, a sinful man striving for obedience to Christ? Obviously, it's a rhetorical question because the answer seems clear, doesn't it? Which I find, obviously, more than concerning. You know, because, you know, because I've had some interactions, when I did the video, oh, by the way, on that, I just looked. I was curious. You know, I think I mentioned if you go to YouTube and put in pronounce Theonistos, there's a video you get tens of thousands of views, whatever. And the number two one, assuming you get the same results I did, is me. You know, and because I wondered why out of all those videos that I did the foundation series, does that one continue to get hits? And You know, because YouTube is highly invasive, they monitor you and give you these fancy reports, which, you know, you understand it's invasive, because you can see where people are watching, you know, when they're dropping out and so forth. That, you know, and I've sometimes made use of that, because you can see, okay, on average, it's a quarter to a third that'll actually go through at least most of the videos of the ones I've looked at, because a lot of people drop out within moments. And then some people go maybe 10-20%, and then once you get past 10-20%, people typically will stay on to the end, or at least near the end. But this one, there you can see, because it shows percentage of how many views. But in that video, there's a time slot that actually goes above 100%, meaning people are going back and listening to a section again. And I checked, what is that section where I say Theonostos? Because again, you know, I just found that so fascinating. You know, it's because I think I've stated this before. A lot of people say Theonustos or Theopistos or something of that nature. But you know, from I went to several sources to say, okay, this seems to be the right way to say Theonostos. So that's what I've done, and I found that fascinating. But the real point of this was, if you go, you know, on that foundation series, the one that has on BitChute, because that's where I get most of my traffic, the one that has the most traffic is the Kaiser Kurios video from June 9th. It has 390 views, which is encouraging, because that's the one YouTube deleted as hate speech. So it's the most popular of that. But what is also fascinating to me, because it's still less than a month old, the All Hail the Whistleblower video. You know, I got 250 plus views the first day. And, you know, it usually drops off and after the first few hours, or the first day. But I had 250 the first day, which is amazing for me. And but basically every day there's at least one view, and today there was like you know, five or six. So I'm at 320 now, and you know, I've never been that high, and it's starting to eclipse the videos of a year ago, which I find fascinating. I you know, my top at 676 is The Illusion of Blockchain, which is almost 3 years old, and so this is in a month almost a half of that. Which I find intriguing, because when I did that video, for me, it was really emotional. I mean, it was really emotional. I mentioned I broke down twice recording the video. But my assumption is, I don't know what date he was supposed to report in, but by now, I'm sure. Daniel Hale, who the video is basically about, is now in prison. And except for the fact that it was a different subject matter, and it was more than just money, you know, I say I'm a repeat offender. And when I look at this guy, you know, he's fairly young. I think he's about 30. And that could drive him nuts. You know, just like it's done to Julian Assange. Apparently that's been driving him nuts, because they keep him in isolation. And, you know, I constantly, considering the place I live, especially moving out of Daybreak, moving here, the Lord has been tremendously gracious to me to have these big windows up front where I see outside all the time. To be able to walk, to have a 300-foot driveway in the middle of town, I mean, is really strange. And because this is, you know, it's kind of the edge of, there, you know, a couple blocks away is pretty low rent. Here, some of the houses are a little bit more, you know, a little, you know, mid-scale and whatnot. And I'm in one of the biggest pieces of property in the area, just because of the oddity of the situation. And, you know, what a tremendous gift the Lord gave me. I celebrate that constantly. And I've been here over 3 years. I've been here alone over 3 years. Last thing, I know I'm getting long. The card today went to Meadowview. And there it's slightly unfortunate in the sense that because of the fact that I went and bought a roll of 100 postcard stamps, and I've sent 100 postcards out, so they're all gone. So today was the first one where I used a regular first class stamp, and I'll do that probably tomorrow too, because I'll go maybe Monday or Tuesday to the post office and get another 100 stamps. The postcard, I'll just read it. This is Meadowview brings to mind Matthew 23:3. You seem to live Mark 4:40, or the pretense of Philippians 1:18. What is proclaimed is noticed, Acts 26:26. When someone wants to live Matthew 5:24, I'm willing to join them. You know, and actually, my handwriting was really bad on that. And I just noticed I did not put the Philippians passage in my text. I'll have to do that. But what I did is on the website, I did list those passages. Let me read what I wrote with passages. Matthew 23, the scribes and Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe whatever they tell you, but do not what they do, for they preach, but they do not practice. And obviously, the reason I wrote that is because that's exactly what happens in the Protestant church today. Well, most notably, Meadowview, Covenant Presbyterian, and so forth. Then the Mark 4:40. Then he said to them, why are you so afraid? Have you no faith? You know, this is when they're on the boat and the storm comes and the creator of the universe is sitting with them in the boat and they're scared. And that's what I see. The amount of fear I've seen people is just amazing. The Philippians 1:18, which I didn't put in the text, I'll have to add, is, what then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice. The idea of in pretense. So Christ is proclaimed at these places, Meadowview and so forth, but it's in pretense. It's not in truth. That's obvious. Then the Acts 26:26, for the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly, for I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice, for this has not been done in a corner. And you know, this is obviously Paul speaking to what's his name anyway, but this is one of the abuses of parousia or parousiomai. I think it's parousia here, but anyway. But the reason I quoted that is, for I am persuaded that none of these things has escaped his notice. And that was basically addressed to Meadowview, the things that I've been trying to proclaim, considering I sent basically to all the leadership the postcard directly to their home. It hasn't escaped their notice. And then, of course, the passage that you should be quite familiar with, Matthew 5:24, well, starting 23. So if you're offering your gift to the altar, and there remember your brother has something against you, leave your gift before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. I have contended before, the objective here is that if you're giving a monetary gift, or a gift of material gift, because obviously, you know, the tithe was food, and not applicable today, which I've argued also, but if you bring in that gift and make that a priority, and I was specifically talked about Jim Cross, then you're telling the Lord, no, it's more important for me to be a blessing to my institution. Reconcile with a man who's been trying for 9 years to reconcile. No, we don't have to do that. No, this verse doesn't apply to me. Unfortunately, that's what it seems, isn't it? But again, so it's all there. It's very open, because as a follower of Christ, as he makes it very clear, we are to speak parousia. We are to speak clearly, boldly, openly, unambiguously. Hiding, refusing communications, refusing reconciliation, refusing to engage me in dialogue, is telling the Lord, Lord, I have a better way. I know better than you, so I'm going to spit in your face. I'm a sinful man striving to reconcile with other sinful men. If anyone wants to, if my kids ever want to reach out to me, or if my wife says, okay, yes, I want to be obedient to Christ, and maybe even if she actually loves me, she would reconcile. I'm willing. My lady, I love you.